Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, what's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. So good to see everyone here tonight. Tonight I have a special guest who's joining me tonight. None other than one of my cousins, Ernest Xavier Smith, an entrepreneur and the author of Calico. And yes, he's an author. He written his book about a couple years, some years ago. So I'm so grateful to have him on tonight. So he's going to be coming on pretty soon. But I just wanted to say, guys, that I am grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for your participation. I'm grateful for you guys for coming through and supporting me, even though, you know, even through this time of my life. But tonight, you know, we're going to talk about some of his hopes, some of his dreams, and he and I, we were shooting the breeze and talking the other day, and I just thought, you know, it would be good just to have you on, and let's have this conversation for the listening audiences, because guess what? People are going through, you know, people are going through struggles, people are dealing with things, and just it's just a matter of how do you deal with it, and what are you going to do? We were talking about some challenges along the way that he's experienced, and I'm just going to let the good Lord use it. And let the good Lord use his time together. So I hope you guys are going to be encouraged tonight. I hope you guys are going to be encouraged by something spoken or said tonight. Again, my special guest tonight, he's going to be coming on pretty soon, is Ernest Xavier Smith, one of my cousins. And he's more than just an author. He's also a musician. He's also a producer, songwriter. All those different things, all those things. More so, songwriter, and I'm just glad he's going to be coming through tonight. It's always great when I have family come through. And guys, you know, talking about family, you know, I am grateful for the support that I've received from my loved ones, my family here on the Heart of Love Radio Show, as well as my family. You know, both sides of my family, my mother's and my dad's side. I appreciate the community who really rallied around me to support me during this time. Because guess what? I need you. You need me. We need each other. So I'm just going to keep on talking a little while until he shows up tonight. And we're going to talk about Calico, his book, and some of the other things that he's doing. But, you know, guys, wherever you guys are, I know I've heard a lot of people talking about different things that they are experiencing in this season, but I just want to encourage you to hold on. I just want to encourage you that, you know, there's a season for everything. You might be feeling sad, lonely. You might be feeling all those different things, but guess what? Joy will come. Just keep the faith and hold on and hang in there. You know, just keep the faith and hang in there, really, honestly. You know, so I'm just shooting the breeze right now until he comes through, but for those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, I appreciate you. And Blog Talk Radio, I really, really appreciate you guys for coming through. And I appreciate the love and I appreciate the support. So right now, guys, with no longer waiting, I'm bringing my cousin on, Ernest Xavier Smith, author of Calico. What's going on, cuz? Well, we can't hear you. You got to mute it. Let me see. Oh, let me unmute you. Ask to unmute. Okay. You see that, cuz? He's about to keep about to come on. Yeah, we just got to unmute it. Okay, while he's working on his mute, hit the volume button, cuz. Okay, he's okay. I appreciate you guys who are coming on. We see his face. We just wait for him to come on. Yeah, you gotta hit the thing on your computer screen on the corner and hit unmute. It's going to happen, guys. I appreciate you guys being patient. Listen, we're doing this new technology thing. Well, listen to this. He's about to come on. Yeah, this is Zoom thing. Mute. All right. Mute. Okay. Say something, cuz. All right. Let me try something else. Say something, cuz. Okay, so we're having just a little technical difficulties, but it's all good. Can you hear me? Are you hearing me? Okay. All right. It says on your end to let me see if I can chat with them. You know, listen, I appreciate you guys coming through. You know, listen, this is new stuff. Over there. Oh, I meet you. Ask to unmute. Okay, now it's asked. Okay, then we're trying to figure this thing out. All right. Now, I don't know what's going on over here. It's saying it's on your end. Okay, come out and come back in, cuz. Okay. So my cousin gonna come back, he's gonna go out and he's gonna come back. He's gonna come back in. No, good evening. What's going on? I can hear both of you? Huh? You can hear both of us? Oh. Let me see what's going on over here then. Oh, my bad. Oh, so he's back, he can hear both of us. Hey, cuz. How you doing, cuz?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes. Well, you know, listen. Someone said over here. They said I can hear both of you.
Oh, really? Yeah. It kept saying that you were muting me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. That's what the letter said that I showed you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then it's saying, ask to unmute. And I'm like, huh? You know, sorry about that, cuz. How you doing, cuz?
Yeah, no problem. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Now, look, guys, this is one of my cousins. I know he looks younger than me, but he's actually older than me, one of my older cousins. Ernest Xavier Smith.
Yes, sir.
Musician, songwriter, author. You know, when I was younger, I was looking up to him because he was on his rap game with his brothers, with his younger brother. You know, but and he's a singer too. He's a rapper, singer too. You know, but I wanted you to come on because we were talking the other day, and I was like, man, you know, he was just encouraging me, and we just talking about life. You know, and as a songwriter, you're one of the first songwriters, you know, I know, because you're older than I am, and you were in the game. You know, and you've been still pushing forward, still pushing. You're still pushing. So I thought that your story might encourage someone else.
Okay. Hopefully, you know, well,
yeah.
I can just tell it. That's all I can do, man. You know, if it does, then that's great, you know.
Right. Yeah, now you're the author of the book Calico. So you have all these different gifts. You're a writer, songwriter, rapper, singer, author, you know. How do you deal with having all those gifts?
I just have a lot of interest, man.
Right.
And I'd like to pursue my interest. I mean, you know, pretty much, you know, I just like to do what God has given me to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's in you. I mean, you do the same thing, though, man.
Yeah.
The thing you just said about me is what you do.
But listen, you listen,
It's just in you to do it.
I mean,
you know, like I can see something and that a million other people might see and an idea might just pop in my head. Oh, I could do, you know, I could change that and make that a different way.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's just a gift that God gave me to be able to it's just creativity, man. I mean,
yeah.
Most artists are creative in a lot of different ways, man.
You know?
A lot of them paint, draw, sing, do, dance, or whatever. I mean, it's if you're a creator, you're just a creative soul, I believe.
Yeah. So what kind of encouraged you to start doing that as far as writing? You know, you remember your first song you wrote, you know, what inspired you?
I don't remember the first song I wrote, but I do remember the first story I wrote.
Okay.
I was in the sixth grade. And it was about this family. They were very poor.
Right.
And they had a Christmas. It was Christmas time.
Right.
And the father went away to make money. And he snuck in the house. He climbed down the chimney and got stuck and died in the chimney. I was in the sixth grade writing this, man. And my teacher gave me an A. She said, Ernest, but why do you have to kill a man in the chimney, you know?
Right.
And later in life, I got an opportunity to work with this organization. It was a film and video production company. And this guy commissioned me to write and produce a television show.
Right.
And I really didn't have any idea what I was doing. And I would call him and try to seek some advice from him. And he would say, Ernest, that's your job.
Right.
You know, I got other things over here I have to do. Figure it out, pretty much.
Right.
And I ended up writing the show. And it was a guy on Teen Summit named Prince Dejour. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
Prince Dejour. And we got him to host the show. And when he read the script, I was nervous to see what he was going to say about it, but he liked it. And that encouraged me to continue writing and to try to write a book.
Right.
And Calico wasn't the first book that I wrote.
What was it?
Calico wasn't the first. I wrote a book called Concrete Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend, you knew Victor Van Diver, right? You knew Vic, right, from Newton Street?
Probably if I saw him.
Miss Pat's son.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Vic would come over and read Concrete Soldier every day, man. And I was like, man, he just read it yesterday. He said, yeah, but I like it, man. And that encouraged me. So I said, okay, so people like what I write. So Calico was born by, I kept having these dreams, man, every night about
right.
This black life in America. And since I've written a book, everybody that has read it tells me, man, you predicted the future. I mean, but they, you know, it wasn't something I was consciously trying to do.
Right.
It was just, I wrote the book based on these dreams I kept having. And some of them came true, like for Donald Trump being the president was in Calico, which I wrote in 2008. People still read it, and, you know, I still get a request to write part two to it, which
I haven't
had the opportunity to sit down and do yet.
Yeah, you know, I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah, I have other things I've been working on. I'm writing a book called It Wasn't Me right now.
Right.
It's talking about God. It's a spiritual book. It's not necessarily Christian book, but right. it's a spiritual book about, you know, how God has been there for me my whole life and how he stepped in to save me when I was even in my folly, even when I wasn't doing the right thing.
Right.
I do believe that, you know, he saved me for a reason. I run into some friends, you know, and first thing a few of them says, man, I thought you was dead by now. Like, why would you think that about me? And they
right.
say, man, look how you used to be. And one day I really realized, man, that it was a gift that I'm still living. And
yeah.
it wasn't me. I'm not the reason why.
Right.
Because some of the things that I've done in my life, I probably should not. I should be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. We don't have to play. We don't put all that. We're not putting all that on Facebook.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get you saying.
Being real. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm just telling my story.
Yeah.
That's part of my story.
I mean,
I'm not that guy that I was 10 years ago, 20 years
right.
ago. I grew up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like we were talking the other day, you know, some of those principles, life that I learned along the way. I mean, sometimes you have to go through the valley to get to the mountain, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't, you know. We got good and bad. If you
yeah.
if you only had good, you never know what bad is. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
You wouldn't, you know. And I believe that's why God created us and gave us choice like we have.
Yeah.
You know, because without crime, it wouldn't be police wouldn't have a job. Or if your refrigerator didn't break down, you wouldn't have, you know, appliance repair people. I mean, everything.
Right.
has his reason, but people, we all just make our choice. We just make choices for everything that we do today. I mean, like, we can snap our finger as a collective group of humans and end world hunger right now today, if that's what we wanted to do, but we don't choose to do that. So we ask why and blame God, but it's us. We got the choice and the power to do whatever we want to do, man. I know I'm kind of rambling on.
No, you're not rambling. You're not rambling on. My my colleague Shelly Clark, she says I love this.
Well, thank you, Shelly. I'm glad you do.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, like you're speaking the truth, and we're having a good conversation. I'm like, look, we need to have this conversation on Facebook Live too. You know, because you're talking about those choices, and as far as like. Ending world hunger if we really wanted to do that. So if we
yeah.
really put our minds to do it and really work together, we can do a lot.
Yes. You know, the mastermind group is one of the principles of success. I mean, it's like, and even God talks about, the Bible talks about when two or more come together. You know, that wasn't
yeah.
just like in prayer, but that's in life, period. And just imagine how powerful we would be if we all came together on one accord. I mean, we do when disaster strikes.
Yeah.
But if we were like that all the time, man. Imagine this world if we were like that all the time. And it's a choice that we all need to make individually every day. And we can, you know, we all just do our part.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
You do our part. Like you said, it's not like just making that one choice. And that's it. We have to make the choice daily.
Yeah, every day. Every day. You know, I wrote a song called All the World's a Play.
Yeah.
That was my first song.
That was your first song?
It's called All the World's a Play. Yeah, and it talks about you're in it every day. You know, everything you do and everything you say. I can be a pope or a pirate on the seven seas. Because in the morning when we wake, we choose the roles we play. I can be real nice or I can be real mean. And that was like the first verse of it. I mean, that's when I first started out writing
yeah.
my
right.
I
like
got a little.
I like that song. I like that song.
Yeah.
I want to hear the rest of that
yeah.
song.
Yeah, okay, well, one day you will, but, you know, but that's the truth, though, man. We
yeah.
choose our life. Our life is what we make of it. I mean, every single day. And, you know, I grew up, you know, wanting instant gratification all the time.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, and it took me to get, you know, a little older, a little wiser to understand the processes of life.
Right.
And everything is a process.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to go through the planting season, You know, then you have to go through the germination season, which
right.
is in the ground and forming like a baby in the mother's stomach, in the mother's womb.
Right.
I mean, that goes for ideas and everything in life. And then it starts to bloom. And but you once it starts to bloom and blossom, you have to water it and nurture it. You know what I'm saying? You can't just let plant vegetation and just walk away and just, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to nurture it.
Yeah.
Become that plant that you're trying to make it. You know, I have plants all over here now, you know? I call them my pets. As opposed to having a dog, I got to go clean up after I take care of my plants now. You know?
Right.
I got that from my mother.
Behind
you. And you know my mother had a lot of plants.
Yeah, she had she had the plants.
Yeah, she had a jungle, man.
I know, right?
You know, but I have to nurture these plants, man. And for them to continue to grow. And I was just listening to something the other day saying that, you know, plants feel and feed off of our energy.
Right.
The same way that people do.
Mm.
You know, they're saying that, you know, we just didn't have the right chemistry.
Right.
It's true because we're chemical factories, man.
Mm.
And sometimes your chemistry just don't mix with somebody else.
Yeah.
But you can still make the choice. You know, have you ever met somebody that was hard to just have a conversation with?
Yeah.
you just can't have a conversation with this joker.
Right.
You just can't. I mean, because they just disagree with everything you say, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But as long as I keep my side of the street clean, you know, and still be cordial to them and still hear them out. And I had a situation with a guy recently, and I kept being who I am towards him. And eventually, we were able to at least be cordial with
him. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have to be the example and the light, man, I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Because more people watch you than you think are watching you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Well, you have to be a light. We have to be an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, man. And I'm not saying I'm some walking around with a halo on.
Right,
none of that. But I do understand that you have to be what you want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, God laid it all out in the Bible, man. You know, like, you know, treat others as you want to be treated.
Yeah.
I had an example at work where I was the only black guy there.
Yeah.
And everybody else was Hispanic. And that was my worst job, man. I thought, you know, I hadn't, I don't want to call it, I had a preconceived notion about Hispanic people. I mean, they were docile and nice and, you know what I'm saying? They were hardworking and this and that. And I'm not putting all Spanish people in one.
Right, right.
You know. But I was treated like, man, that was the worst job I ever had. So I used to go home every night and pray and ask God, what should I do? What should I do? How should I handle this situation? God said, I don't know. I'm ready to just quit. And you know what the answer was?
What?
Serve them.
Serve them?
And I said, serve.
Yeah.
Like serve them.
Yeah.
Give service to them. And so what I started doing, if I went and got a drink or something, I would get everybody a drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'd walk around and pass these drinks out. And then one day, I noticed a drink on my desk. Somebody gave me a drink.
Wow.
And I just started seeing that the barriers that they had put up were starting to come down because I don't know if they were judging me based on my color or whatever.
Right.
But by me being obedient to what, you know, God spoke in my spirit to do, I saw that wall come down, man.
Man.
And by serving them.
That's powerful, cuz. That is powerful.
Yeah.
Serve them.
Serve them. Be of service, man. That's what we're here for, man. That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
You know? He served us. He's still serving us. That's what Martin Luther, all of the people, you know, that we consider leaders. Well, they right. you know, they're the greatest servants. You know, they're the greatest of servants. And the thing about people like them, man, you know, society loves them. Then they hate them. Then they kill them.
Right.
And then they love them again. That's the story of Jesus, Martin Luther King, you name it. You know what I'm saying? They all went through that pattern. You
cool.
know? So, I mean, I guess it just shows how fickle we are as society. Instead of just holding on to that thing and loving it and cherishing it for what it is, we want to kill it so we can love it again.
Mm. You know, listen, some people saying, listen, guys, this is how we were having this conversation a couple of days ago. So a couple people said, now, I'm going to have to fight this guy lying. He says, I'm so good and true, I want to sing that song. I'm trying to sing that song. No. Listen, he's written many, many songs, y'all. He wrote Plants Will Preach to You, too. Now, Ms. Waddles, I call her, she's my aunt, Annie Waddles. She wrote, you have to nurture your dreams to make them grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You definitely do.
Yeah, Lion says, love your spirit. Our cousin, I call her cousin, Tony, she writes, tell the truth. We can't change people. That's God's job. Pray for them and you live God's way and God will handle the rest.
Exactly. And I have become, man, I'm going to tell you, man, I remember a preacher told me that that was one of my gifts, being an intercessory prayer
yeah.
warrior for other people.
Right.
And wow, I've seen, and I, of course, I don't take any credit for it. I'm just
yeah.
doing my part, you
right.
know, and because we all have spiritual gifts as well.
Yeah.
You know? So I just try to do my part, man. And if I know someone is going through stuff, man, I just start praying for them consistently, man. And 9 times out of 10, you'll hear, wow, you know,
yeah.
that thing actually happened for them. And it just does my heart good to, because we're not here for ourselves, man. I mean, we've been told a great lie.
Right.
We really have. That it's all about me and us and get all you can gather. And, oh, man, I mean, you can't outgive God, man. I think
yeah.
the more that you give, reciprocity would do the rest for you, man.
You know what? I have to say this. I think you're like the third person who said that in this past month on the broadcast. You're like the third person who've said, you can't outgive God.
You can't.
Everyone's
been
saying that.
I mean, you can't. I mean, because God is love, man. I mean, and when you love, you give. I mean, you know, the opposite of that is to hold on to something. And like, if you have your hand balled up, man, your fist balled up,
right.
and you got something in it, it's first of all, you're going to smother it. It's going to die. It needs air, man. Even like in a relationship, you can't just hold on to a person. If they're going to be with you, they're going to be with you. If you
yeah.
do what you're supposed to do, they're going to be there anyway.
Right.
If you're not, then, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't hold on to anything, man. I mean, you should go around life like this with an open hand, man.
When you love, you give. See that? I'm taking notes. So I'm taking notes of different things you're saying. That
my love is giving, man. It is, man. Of everything, man. I mean, why hold back? You know, like I share ideas and things with people. Well, man, don't tell your ideas. Somebody, man, I'm a creator.
Right.
Like one time, somebody told me, man, if you're a creator, create something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you need it that bad, like, I won't say the person's name.
Yeah.
I had a t-shirt business, and I had this logo, the Child of God thing that you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was,
yeah.
And I did pretty well with that. And I was with a young lady that, you know, she came along once I started it, and I found out that she took the information and got it registered in her name, and you know what I'm saying, and all of this type of stuff, right? And but I'm like, if you need it that bad, have it. I mean, you know, I'll create something else.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's my purpose on this earth, I think. It's to help somebody else, man.
Mm.
You know, come and stand on my shoulder so that you can see your vision. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That type of thing. Yeah.
You know, one thing I talk about being purpose-driven and knowing your purpose and knowing what you feel like you're supposed to do, and then go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Now that you know it, now you go ahead and fashion your life around what you feel like you've been created to do.
Yeah. But you got to know yourself, man. And
yeah.
That takes, some people are born knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like people come out the womb, like you've been singing since you was, I don't know what, 10, 12 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you know, in church, you know, so you, you know, some people have to figure it out, and some it takes longer for others than, you know, it took me a long time, man. I've always been a slow, you know, a late bloomer.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like my mother would tell me, you know, I didn't start walking till I was like almost 3 years old now.
He's joking, guys. He's joking.
No, she said I was about 18 months. I mean, I was older than I should have been
right.
when I started walking. And I've always been that way. I've always been a late bloomer. Like, I would learn to dance after the dance went out of style. So I'm doing
right.
rock, and man, we doing the bump now, Mo. You know, but that's who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So acceptance is the key.
Mm.
Acceptance is the key. And that, you know, I never felt like I was a part of like the mainstream. I was always like, I listened to rock music growing up
right.
in the hood, you know, and they would you know what our neighborhood was
yeah.
like. And I'm listening to, you know, Steely Dan and AC/DC and Led Zeppelin, and they was like, man, what's up with you, man? But today I cherish that, man. And that was one of the things that my mother always said to me, is that you were never a follower. You always did your own thing. And I love that about me today.
Yeah.
And I'm at the age now, I don't care what you think. Like, it's none of my business what
right.
you think about me.
Right.
None of my business.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because I can't control your thoughts.
Right.
Man. I can't control. I got enough. There's enough of a challenge to deal with and handle everything that I have to deal with and handle in my life on a day-to-day basis. I
right.
can't try to program you
right.
to think how I want you to think, you know?
Right, that's right, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, man, I'll tell you this. You know, listen, guys, this is the type of conversation we were having a couple of days ago. And I love what you said, you know, acceptance is the key. And staying focused on doing what you're supposed to do. You can't worry about the other part. You just have to do the part that you're supposed to do and stay focused on that. Now,
yeah, no doubt.
Now, Shelly said, let me see. Ani Waldo said, the leader is the servant Jesus. Lion says, amen. Shelly, I call a colleague, yes, part in your role as a servant is being a vessel.
Yes, yes.
Lion says, that's so true. I've given away songs and people have been mad at me for it, but I knew it was okay for me to give them away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't hold on to anything, man, because God got you. You just got to know that. There's some things that I had to learn to know
yeah.
for a fact. And when I look back over my life,
right,
and that's why I'm writing It Wasn't Me, because when I look back over my life, I mean, so many things, man. I mean, I had to put it in a book, man.
Yeah.
Just so much, you know. like, you know, I used to deal with depression at one point.
Right.
And I used to live right across the hall from one of the biggest bullies, probably in D.C. You knew him, Herb. And but he was in my life for a reason, man. I grew to love that guy before he got killed. You know what I'm saying? Because I recognized why he was in my life.
Right.
You know? And so when the, when things look like look bad or negative, you know what I'm saying? If you just let it play out, you'll see that there's a silver lining in that whole scenario.
Mm.
And God puts things, I believe, in our lives that where we have to just trust him. Because I couldn't move. I couldn't move away from Herb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Herb would come and get me out. I was around 14 years old. And I couldn't get out of bed, man. I was so depressed back then. And he would come and get me out of bed every day, man. Make me go hang out with him. I was kind of scared of him, so I had to.
Right.
But he don't know. I wish I could tell him what he did for me.
Yeah.
And he would take me through the hoods, different neighborhoods, and introduce me to the guys and say, yeah, this is my man right here. Don't mess with him. If you haven't, you know, if y'all mess with him, he gonna, yeah, he'll let me know. You know, that type of
thing.
I don't know why he did it. Maybe God put it on his heart to be like that towards me. But he helped me tremendously. And he was somebody that I really despised, that dude, man.
Right.
You know? So we never know what good comes out of what, you know, what is bad in our, or negative in our life. We just let it play through. Let it play through and don't run from it. Just face it, you know.
Our
fears, man. Just walking through our fears. Because we're not walking alone. When I saw that footprint point.
Yeah.
It really, you know, opened my eyes. That yeah, okay. When I, those times when I didn't think I could make it through,
yeah.
And only saw one set of footprints. It was yeah. And I know that he encouraged me a mighty long way, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, this is what some people are saying. My cousin, I call cousin. She wrote, "A cautious person, an independent person. It's good not to be a follower." Arnie Waters wrote this: "Thank you for imparting so much knowledge and inspiration. I can identify with what you're saying." And then Lion is saying, "Love your transparency. It's helpful, especially for the times we are in."
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's why I'm writing. It wasn't me, man. Because I hopefully I can help somebody, man. I've been. It's not much I can't say I've done in this life, good
right.
or bad. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean,
yeah.
It's not many things that people can, but I mean, I've been homeless. I've been on drugs and alcohol. I mean, you name it, man. I've been there. And I just thank God so much that I'm not there today, but I pray for the people that's still out there.
Man. Yeah.
I still pray for the suffering, alcoholic and addict, because I know the pain that they're in, man.
Yeah.
That's painful. That's a painful life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's very painful. And I pray for them every day, man, still, because it is a way out. But they, you gotta want it. I remember I was at the drug lady's house. Man.
Yeah.
And God said, man, if you get up and leave right now, I promise you'll never want this ever again. And me and her never had conversations. It was just about the transaction.
Right.
I would go see her. She would give me what I was coming to get, and I leave. But this day, she kept trying to keep me there. Oh, wait, he'll be in 20 minutes. So I waited. God still said, man, if you leave now, you'll never want this ever again. And so I said, okay, well, look, I'm going to go ahead and go. Oh, hold on. You want some cookies? I'm making some cookies. I'm telling you, man, she was doing everything to hold me there. But God would say, listen, man, trust me. Get up and walk out the door right now. I promise you, you'll never have a desire for this ever again. And I finally got up enough gumption to get up and walk out that door 20 years ago, man.
Yeah.
And I haven't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He took it away. When I walked out the door, I was free.
Wow.
And I know people, man, that still suffer from it, man.
Yeah.
They just can't stop it. They can't shake it. And, I mean, why did he do it for me and not for them? Or maybe he did talk to them and they didn't, and they weren't obedient.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, cuz, listen, you're keeping it so real tonight. You're keeping it real.
I mean, I just can tell my story, man. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not ashamed of what because it made me who I am today. But I wouldn't have been through the things that I didn't go through. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and if I could help somebody, man, that's what it's all about. If I can help somebody that's out here still struggling, man. I mean, you have to surrender to win, man.
Wow.
And see, in life, they tell us to win, 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 fight, fight, fight. No. I was glad when I was told, man, you don't have to fight anymore. You can stop fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And love, man. So when you surrender, man, to the will of God.
When you surrender.
Another thing I pray every day is the willingness to be willing.
Yeah.
God, give me the willingness to be willing. That's all I'm asking for, is the willingness to be willing to surrender to your will and not mine. You know, I make it a habit to pray that every day.
Man, because I love this. I wrote down the willingness to be willing to surrender to your will and not mine. That's a prayer that we need to all be praying.
Yeah, I need to, because you have to have the willingness to do it, though. I'm praying, asking you to let me be willing.
Yeah.
to be willing. To surrender.
Yeah.
Because, you know, man, we live and operate off of our subconscious.
Yeah.
You know, the things that we've been learned through the years, and I mean taught through the years, man, that's our automatic palate, our subconscious. I mean, that's what controls our breathing and all of that, man, our heartbeat, and it's our subconscious mind. You know, people die because they forget how to breathe when they have Alzheimer's. Yeah, they forget how to, man, because they're subconscious, man. You know what I'm saying? So we think we're just on automatic pilot, but we're not. It's our subconscious, man, that handles those lower level functions, which is really our higher level functions that keep us alive.
Right.
And we have to fight that. Like DMX, one of the things that he said that I cherish so much is, like, my enemy is my inner me. Yeah, my enemy is my inner me.
Ooh.
That's our conquest, Mo.
Yeah.
That's our whole fight in this life is to conquer ourselves. To remember, to put us back together as we were before we came into this body, our spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were appointed to this body before we got here, man. It wasn't no accident that we are who we are. I mean, our spirit knew what we was going to go through. You know, they knew the hairs on our head. We already, you know, even people that, like, you might say, but what about the person that's in the wheelchair that can't move or talk, that's disformed or whatever? God already knew that they could handle that. That's why they got that and not me. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
Mm.
So, you know, and it's up to us to get back to the essence of who we were before we even came into this body, because now we come here on this earth and we're inundated with the world.
Yeah.
Just constantly, and not even, some of the stuff that we get is not truth. Forms of manipulation from whoever.
Right.
And some people do it out of quote unquote love, you know, because they just didn't know, because they're
right.
just passing down what they knew.
Right.
And so it's up to us, man, I think, to do that inventory of ourselves, a regular inventory, and let our mirror be the Bible. And so it's up
like
to
I said to you the other day,
if you look in the mirror, you look like you in the funny.
And let our mirror be the
fun house.
Or
like
whatever.
I said to you, because your image ain't matching up to what's in that word, man.
Right.
You know.
Wow, you know, listen, guys, listen, I know you guys loving this, and can I just read some of the things to you, cuz?
Sure.
All right. Lion said, that's, you speaking, man, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Brandon Scott says, that's powerful. Our cousin Tony says, I'm sharing your life's experiences and path thus far has been very inspirational. Are giving praise to God. Look out for what's to come from God. Bless you, cuz Tony.
Thank you, Tony. I love you, Tony. Hey, Tony, you always been one of my favorite people.
Yeah,
can she hear me?
She can hear you.
Yeah, I've always loved you.
Yeah, she said, preach, cuz. She said, preach, cuz. And then Aniwado said, amen. Minister Gregory Brown said, that's how we get delivered. When we hear and obey the voice of God.
Yes.
Now, cuz, I got to tell you, that story where you said, where you heard the voice of God telling you, get up and leave now. And you said she was trying.
Yeah.
It's like a scene out of a movie.
Man, it was a war.
It was a war.
Man, and we're in a war all the time. I mean, we're dealing with powers and principalities, man. And, I mean, evil powers and principalities, man. You know. All the time, man. And we have to put this bubble around ourselves, man. And what that is, it's the armor. It's
yeah.
the armor. I mean, God gave it to us.
Right.
He gave us the whole scenario. He gave us our protection, all of that, man. And it's up to us to get up and get dressed. Now, that's truly getting dressed in the morning.
Yeah.
When you're putting on the armor.
Right.
Yeah, the helmet, the breastplate, the you know. Yeah, I got to get the Bible to read every aspect of the
yeah,
armor.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't no preacher or nothing, but I'm just saying. I'm just speaking from my life experiences and what
yeah.
I've gained over the years, man.
You know, my colleague, Shelly, she wrote, your testimony is a solution to someone's doubt that recovery is possible.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Like, Jesus, I mean, and the thing of it is you got to do something.
Yeah.
Like, the people that when Jesus would walk through the cities and they would, Jesus, help me. You know, one guy said, you were supposed to heal me the last time you came. And Jesus said, well, I told you to get them in the river.
Right.
And you still laying there. So if you want to be, you know, healed, go get in the river, man.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
I'm telling you what to do, and you won't do it. And he tells us what to do, man, and we won't do it.
Oof. You know,
it's in this book.
Yeah.
And God's not just in that book, man. He's everything you see around you, man. There's evidence is apparent.
Yes,
and
yes.
No matter what you look at.
Yes, cuz.
The fact that you can even see is the evidence of who he is, man. That we can hear, taste, smell, see, touch, feel, have emotions is the evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we don't, you're not like pets and dogs and they needing us to take care of them. Really, they don't. They can live out in the wild, too, if they need it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They have instincts, but they live off of instincts. We live off of choice and you know, we have a mind greater than theirs. So we have choice. God could have made us all like the angels or whatever to obey us, but God, apparently they had choice too, because half of them fled with Satan.
Right.
So he gave the angels choice to be obedient or not.
Yeah.
And it's only fair that, I mean, he has a choice. Why couldn't we?
Yep.
Knowing what we're dealing with on this earth, your choice better be him.
Yeah. And you said daily. Choose them daily.
Yeah. Sometimes 5 minutes at a time, man. 5 minutes add up. They add up. I mean, sometimes I couldn't do one day at a time. Some days I had to do 5 minutes at a time. Some days I had to do it minute by minute.
Yes.
He said, I'll be a lamp unto your feet, meaning that he's going to show you just enough light to take the next step.
Wow. That's powerful, because
faith to keep taking that next step. You don't know where it's going to lead you, but he giving you enough light to take the next step so you don't fall into that hole that's right in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I know you guys are being blessed tonight, because he is giving it. God is giving it through my cousin tonight. You know, our cousin Chris said, Tony said, my enemy is my enemy, enter me. Awesome statement. Then she said, love you more, cuz.
Yeah.
Brandon Scott, one of my brothers, said, it requires obedience.
Yes.
And Minister Brown says, when we don't do what God tells us to do, we will remain lame.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
see, Mike,
I mean, that's the story. Yeah.
Drop the mic. I had to drop the mic on that one. I had to drop. Listen, you've been really, really blessing us tonight, because I had to drop the mic. This is my mic. Like, remember what President Obama did? Drop the mic.
Yeah.
I got my real mic over there, but I'm not going to drop it, though. But,
yeah, no, don't drop the real mic, man.
Sorry, man, he could have done that. I'm not going to do that.
See, that wasn't his mic that he dropped, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, Greg, I'm proud of you, though, man. I mean, keep up the work that you're doing, man. You know, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much, cuz. And if you guys don't know, he's actually my older cousin. and I want you to know, you're one of my inspirations growing up, seeing you write, seeing you and your brothers write. I tried to rap thing once, and I went blank.
Yeah.
I still try it once in a while. But you're my inspiration, because, you know, guess what? You did it. And guess what? You're still doing it. Guess what? You know, you have some things that you're working on, things that you are doing with your gifts. And we talked about, you know, don't put it out yet before it's too soon. I'm just saying you've been, for me, an inspiration, because you've done it. You're doing it first. And so you don't know how many people you've blessed saying, okay, you're doing your music. Whether our music reaches this people or that people, you've been doing it. You've been doing it, because I want you to know you've been an inspiration. Whether, you know, someone told you that, or not, you've definitely been an inspiration to us.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know, I just want to say this before. I mean, we got a few more minutes. I want to say this before I go. Whatever you're going through, man, and just know that God, no. Don't think it. No. And he got you, man.
Thanks.
Just know that. Like, I had COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the hospital for 16 days. And I that's it, God. I mean, you know, I'm laying in the bed, you know, tear even dropped out my eyes. Said, wow, there's so much I wanted to do, and I guess this is it. Because I was so sick, man. And I just said, God, you know, either heal me or kill me, man.
Right.
I'm all right with both. because I had that peace, man. I mean, death is a part of life, though. It just is.
Yeah.
And I had surrendered to it at that point in the hospital. And I'm going to tell you, man, the peace was just tremendous that I had because I accepted. But God had other plans for me, so I'm still here. So, but just know, man, that he got you. And I'm going to drop the mic on that one.
Yeah. Thank you, cuz. You know, and I'm listening.
I appreciate you, man.
Listen, I'm so glad that you know you came through tonight, and you know you really really blessed us tonight. Not just I know you really really blessed us, and you know, you already know what I'm experiencing. You know, right now, and so I just wanted to say I appreciate you. I appreciate the support and the love. And I really appreciate. Like I said, we got to do this again. You know, once you're...
No, anytime, man, just let me know.
Yeah, make sure... I have to put the link for Calico on this thread so you guys can check out Calico because it's available on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, and it's a lot of BarnesandNobles.com. It's, you know, if you Google it, I'm sure it'll come up.
Yeah,
Calico, Welcome to Our New Nation by Ernest Xavier Smith. I believe Tony bought a copy of it.
Yeah, you know Tony probably did. You know,
I think she did.
Tony said, she said, I'm proud of you both. And then she said, your moms would be so proud. Generational blessings.
Yeah, my mother is the catalyst. Because when I would talk to her with a problem, she would say, son, go get your Bible.
Right.
And that's how she would answer whatever I asked her. You know, so she would say, it's not me telling you. This is God telling you.
Right.
And I appreciated that from her. Now I do.
Yeah.
You know.
So. The line says, so true. Auntie Walter said, you blessed us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
And I pray God's continued blessings over you because I pray that your book that you're writing, you know, your new book, your other books, and all the other ventures and things you're doing, that God will continue to bless you. Because, listen, what you just now done tonight, you have really, really blessed us. You've really, really blessed us. I just want to thank you for being willing to come on here, for blessing us, you know, and being patient with that mute button earlier.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
Man, everything, you know.
But
just situations that you always got to overcome, man. That's constant. That's a constant.
I just say thank you so much again, and God bless you. God bless you, cuz.
God bless you, too, man.
Appreciate love you, man. Love you, man. Love you, love you, love you.
All right, bro.
Now, listen to this. Now, I know soon you're going to have a website or something so people can get your books. I think we have a speaker right here who's ready to start traveling around and speaking to people, you know.
Who knows, man? You know, I'm just being obedient, man, and just doing what God leads me to do, though. That's what I'm doing, man. Whichever way he leads me, I'm going to go.
Well, I'm going to say thanks again for blessing us tonight. And, you know, God.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah. And they've already been saying it. You've been a blessing. And you know, I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, cuz.
And listen, guys, I know you guys are blessed tonight by my cousin Ernest Xavier Smith. Continue to pray for him and for what God is doing in his life. And say God will guide you. Yes, God will guide you. That's what our cousin said. Saying, yes, he will. Yes, you will. Thank you so much. You have one last thing you want to say before we leave, cuz?
I love you all. Thank you, and y'all have a great night, man. Be blessed.
And, guys, I'll see you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you guys, and have a great night.